at this point, Brother Mark's going to open our studies. And we might just say it was Steve Campbell's exercise to look into the subject of the tabernacle, and he's not here. And so by default then, Mark's going to open it up, and hopefully we share Steve's exercise, and then he'll be here with us, Lord willing, late tonight, or maybe not so late, late tonight. So, Mark.
Okay, I just want to make one other qualifying statement. We're not going to do the whole tabernacle. The whole tabernacle takes multiple weeks. What we wanted to do with the Lord's help is just look at the furnishings of the tabernacle. But in order to get the background, in order to know where we're going, by looking at each individual piece of furniture that was in the tabernacle, we do want to talk a little bit about some background information and, you know, to really set the stage for why we feel this is a really good exercise for us to think about and to go through the exercise of understanding what God had in his mind and his heart when he gave the tabernacle in totality, but in each piece, we want to see how each piece ties into the whole as well. When you take up the study of the tabernacle, there are several ways that it is done. We had big discussions in our, amongst ourselves about which way do you go? Do you go from the outside in? Do you go from the inside out? How do you go by the way it was constructed? And if you read your Bible and you read, go through it, there's ample ways that you can really look at how to gain from the tabernacle and the study of the tabernacle. What we're going to do is, we have a couple slides just to give you some visuals to help you see how this all plays together. And we want to start out with the introduction of what we have in the tabernacle and why God even thought about doing this. Because if we set that and we get that in our minds and then we use that as the basis for understanding the construction and the pieces of the tabernacle, we'll see how they all tie in together, and ultimately it comes down to what we have in Exodus chapter 25. So if we have a quick reader, Exodus chapter 25, verse 8 and verse 9.
And let them make me a sanctuary, that I may dwell in their midst, exactly as I show you concerning the pattern of the tabernacle and of all its furniture. So you shall make it.
Yeah, here we have the Lord's instruction of what he wanted, and not only what he wanted, but why he wanted it. And I want you to just sort of pause in your mind and try to grasp the idea that the infinite God, who creates all things, wanted to dwell with sinful men. I want you to just kind of ponder that for a little bit. Let that sink in, that God, who is so different and so other than everything that we could possibly be, had a desire in his heart that he wants to dwell amongst men. And that's a very tremendous thought. And what we find is, how can God possibly do that when you and I are so different than he is? How can we even begin to imagine our ability to have a relationship, to be in a relationship with an infinite, holy God, when we ourselves are so short? We have fallen so short of the glory of God. How is that possible? The other thing that we read in that verse, it says, "See that you do it according to the pattern that I give you." Over in Hebrews, it tells us that it's a pattern because it was not yet made clear how it was going to be possible that God might dwell with men. It wasn't made manifest. It wasn't made very clear. And so when we get to the New Testament and we now understand how it is possible, we go back to the Old Testament and all of a sudden it opens up to us a wonderful wealth of truth about what God meant and when he told Moses to do it according to the pattern that I give you and show you in the mount. So the first point is God commanded Moses to build this tabernacle. This is chapter 25, 1 to 9. It was a movable tent of meeting, and this is the point. God wanted to dwell among his people to have fellowship with them. And it's impossible for that to happen, given the condition that man is, and given the understanding of the greatness and the holiness of God. So, just some background history. The tabernacle was central in the life history of the children of Israel. Later on this week, with the Lord's help, we plan to have an example or a model of this to show it. But the tabernacle was in the center of the Israelite camp. The 12 tribes were around it. And it became a very key part of the history and the life of the children of Israel. And we're going to go through it really quickly when we look at the first piece. Now, this is what we're going to talk about today. Today, we are going to look at the first two pieces of the ark, of the tabernacle, the first two pieces of the furnishings of the tabernacle. Like I said, we could, you know, taking up the whole tabernacle would just be too much. We're just going to look at the furniture. There are seven pieces, and we're going to look at two today. We'll look at one tomorrow. One on Wednesday, two on Thursday, and one on Friday. And what we decided to do is we had a discussion whether or not we want to start from the outside in. Now, if you, all you Bible scholars, what's the first piece from the outside that you encounter? The burnt altar, the brazen altar. So when you start from the outside, the very first piece you encounter is the brazen altar. And when we first discussed it, I said, well, maybe we should go that way because that's the first piece we encounter. And then you encounter the next piece, which is what? The basin or the laver. And then you get into the holies. And then you have what three pieces there? The candlestick, the table of showbread, altar of incense. All right. So as you get closer in, you see there are more things that are there. And then you get into the most holy and you have what two pieces? We have the Ark of the Covenant and what sat on top of it? The mercy seat. So we're going to try and take up the thought of the Ark of the Covenant and the mercy seat today. And then on Tuesday, in the will of the Lord, we'll look at the table of showbread. But what we want to understand is when we look at these things, we want to remember what the purpose is that God wants to dwell, that how can God, who is holy, dwell with sinful men, is that we're going to find that in these various pieces of the ark, pieces of the tabernacle, we understand how God makes that possible for us to have fellowship and a relationship with him. And what we're going to find with the help of the Lord is how we must learn to appreciate the Lord Jesus Christ. Because without him, it's not even possible. It's not even possible. So let's quickly, today we are abbreviated. We have an abbreviated session because we need to break up a little early in order to get in for the missionary meeting. For the rest of the week, we have a little bit more time. So if I'm talking really fast, it's because we're trying to get through it before, you know, we're out of time. But at any point, Tim will jump in. Anyone, if you want to make a suggestion or help us, please do so. Again, just to help with the sensitivities of some. We ask our sisters, if you want to participate, please, you know, write your questions down and pass them, and we'll try to pass them to someone or pass them to one of us, and we'll try to address them, just because we want to be aware of the sensitivities that some have about ladies participating vocally.